Thousands of students in Wake County go back to school this week. WUNC Youth reporter Anthony Howard reports that conversations about race will be front and center this school year. In addition to Charlottesville, students are still talking about a racially charged incident last spring. Some called it a prank. Others said it was an act of hate.
Here's a list of senior pranks we've seen in years past at Wakefield High School. Tying a trash can to a flagpole, scattering balloons on the floor, placing a painted cow on top of the roof. But what happened this year was something else.
There have been 5 racially charged incidents in Wake County schools since March. The latest just yesterday, someone hung a teddy bear from a noose at Wakefield High.
Did you see that stuffed animal hanging from the rope outside of the school? And I was like, okay, I know that's what I saw, and I wasn't just imagining things.
Yeah, both students and employees at that school saw what was hanging from Wakefield High School earlier this morning.
And then I went back to my second period, and I was like, I promise y'all, if y'all say something to me, I'm gonna go off. So don't say anything about it.
Multiple media outlets report 4 Wakefield High students are facing misdemeanor charges for hanging a teddy bear by a noose outside the school.
I don't feel like you can say like, oh, he hung a black doll and be like, oh, but he didn't mean it that way because of all the history rooted within that.
That's right. A black doll hanging by a noose. Next to the noose, there was a big white sheet that said, make Wakefield trip again. They were talking about our old principal, Tripp Creighton. He was white. Our new principal, Malik Bazell, he's black.
This man is a black principal.
That's Lauren Howell. She was president of Wakefield's Black Student Union.
He's a black man in a position of power. And what happens when every black man is in a position of power? People get upset and they try to like clown him or like disrespect him because he's in a position of power.
Lauren says her club's Twitter page blew up the day of the incident. They were tweeting about the history of lynching and the difference between a prank and a hate crime. Things that some students didn't want to talk about.
People, specifically my friends who were white, being more angry about being blamed for it than about it happening. And that really like got under my skin because I was like...
That was Bella Patricioni, a rising senior at Wakefield. The day of the incident, our school hosted an open forum. Everybody wanted to go. There wasn't enough room in the auditorium, so they streamed it live on the school TV.
Right now, we're just trying to have a dialogue and think about solutions as we move forward.
For Meredith Howell, it was a day to talk about racism. She and her sister Lauren say most students respected the platform, but some didn't take it seriously.
This one guy got up there and he was like, oh, I love white girls, so... Yeah, and everyone was like laughing.
They were making a joke of it, I guess, while we were trying to cope with our pain. So that was kind of annoying too. Like saying one thing because it's cool, like listening to black music, participating in black culture, like doing all this stuff, being with black guys, but yet at the same time, like not being with black problems.
As a black student at Wakefield High School, you kind of deal with this stuff every day. Right next to our school is a neighborhood called Wakefield Plantation. And get this, last year, students painted swastikas behind our school. It's a real problem that's going to take some time to work out. A problem that Lauren and Bella want to ensure never happens again.
Hopefully in my senior year, I would like to write about this. I would like to make it so, so, so prominent that it will not be tolerated.
Diversity education, I guess. So like it would be like, oh, well, we're having... a thing in the auditorium with Gay Straight Alliance and with Feminist Club and Black Student Union and Muslim Student Association and Asian.
As for me, I'm going back to Wakefield this year. It's my school. I've got commitments. I'm the junior class president. I'm planning the prom. Maybe things will be better this year. Maybe it'll be the same. But who knows? For WUNC's Youth Reporting Institute, I'm Anthony Howard.